The Prime Minister has announced that Australia will join the diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics. The federal government is following the United States to protest against China's human rights record. Scott Morrison spoke in Sydney this morning.
The human rights abuses in Xinjiang and the many other issues that Australia has consistently raised. We have been very pleased and very happy to talk to the Chinese government about these issues, but the Chinese government has consistently not accepted those opportunities for us to meet about these issues. So it is not surprising, therefore, that Australian government officials would therefore not be going to China for those games. Australian athletes will, though. Australia's a great sporting nation. And I very much separate the issues of sport and these other political issues.
That's the PM speaking this morning. So will the boycott make a difference? And more importantly, how will China react? I spoke a short time ago with Bill Birtles, who covers China for the ABC.
Well, Sally, from a practical perspective, it doesn't really make much difference. But from a symbolic diplomatic perspective, it is pretty significant. I think the Chinese government would have anticipated that not only the US, but most of its, or maybe all of its, Five Eyes allies would all in coordination adopt some form of diplomatic boycott. So it probably won't come as much of a shock to Beijing. But you have to remember, if we go back 14 years, then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd attended the opening ceremony of the Beijing Summer Olympics. Here we are 14 years later. Obviously, COVID vastly changes the situation and made it unlikely that any senior politicians from any other country would go. But nonetheless, you have the Australian government saying they won't even send the locally based Beijing diplomats. It's quite a stark contrast from 14 years ago.
What sort of reaction are we expecting from China?
Well, China pledged yesterday when talking about the US diplomatic boycott that there will be counter moves, there will be some form of retaliation. The other thing I think is quite important, Scott Morrison in his comments noted that this isn't just about the repression in far western China towards the Uyghurs. He said the breakdown in the relationship between Australia and China is a key reason for the decision. And we have to remember that there are two Australian citizens languishing in Beijing prisons, both on espionage charges. One of them, Yang Hung Jun, has been tried in secret. Australian diplomats were barred from attending his trial. The other, Cheng Lei, hasn't even been tried or had sufficient access to lawyers. So I suppose the one area of concern would be that their cases could be adversely affected. But they've both been in jail for well over a year. In Mr. Young's case, more than 2 years. So it's not as though there's more room for quiet diplomacy, I suppose.
Bill, we hear this argument put forward sometimes that these games are very important for the Chinese government, for the domestic audience, for the international audience, that it would be a loss of face if diplomats and other officials don't turn up. How much truth is there in that kind of analysis?
Well, it's hugely embarrassing. So the Chinese government invited Russia's leader Vladimir Putin to attend the Winter Games quite early on in the piece. So in more recent days, Beijing has come out and said, we're not inviting any foreign dignitaries to attend. If a politician, for example, from Australia or any other country wants to attend, then it's up to that country's IOC body to organise and fund their trip. So this was, I think, a preemptive move by China to basically say the US, Australia and whoever else wants to boycott us diplomatically, well, we're not inviting your dignitaries anyway, so what's it matter? But nonetheless, the Chinese government, of course, is making quite a huge deal domestically about the prestige of the Winter Olympics, what it says about contemporary China and its international power. So to have countries saying we're not going to send even our local diplomats in protest of human rights abuses is tremendously embarrassing, even if the Chinese government publicly has been brushing it off.
That's Bill Birtles there, who reports on China for the ABC.